Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Unmotivated Habits Podcast. I apologize in the delay in releasing this latest episode. I promise I have a good reason, and I will get into that in a future episode. Some of you probably know already, but more on that later. In the meantime, I'm very excited about this week's episode. It was an absolute pleasure to talk rugby and mental health with this week's guest, Dom Hardman. What he's doing with Dodger Rugby Sevens and his podcast In at the Side is fantastic, especially in a time when many rugby players have been forced to temporarily give up the game that they love and sit on the sidelines with this pandemic. And speaking with Dom was just a reminder to me about how much the sport of rugby meant to my mental health. I picked up the sport at a time when I needed an outlet, and years later when I was forced to give it up, it became clear to me just how important it had been to my well-being. And man, do I miss that sport now more than ever. Luckily, people like Dom are out there helping people like me by promoting mental health through rugby, even if you're not playing. And I'll let him explain that on the episode. But yeah, it's really a great thing. I'll leave links to all his social media pages in the description. Be sure to go check him out and enjoy the episode. Dom, thanks for coming on my podcast. This is really exciting. I haven't gotten a chance to talk rugby. I mean, I've had some former teammates on, but we talked about, you know, what we're doing now. We haven't really gotten a chance to talk about things in the context of rugby. I talk a lot about mental health, but the two of them together, I love the idea. So yeah. Could you introduce yourself and the idea of Dodger Rugby, you know, why it started and what it's all about?
Yeah, so my name is Dom Hardman, and I run Dodger Sevens, the Dodger Sevens. We're a rugby community sevens team that provides a support network for players struggling with mental health.
So rugby sevens team, When did you start that? And do you play in a lot of tournaments?
Yeah, so basically started about 2 years ago. I sort of stopped playing for a while, and then like it's just some guy on the pub was like, "Oh, you're playing in the local rugby tournament?" I was like, "Nah, I'll probably just go up and watch and drink and, you know, have a good time." I was about 18, 19 at the time. And he was like, "Oh no, you should put a team in." You know, I had this ongoing joke that I retired early or whatever. And we just put a team together, and I didn't really know that many players that like, because I'd stopped for a few years. So I was like, "Oh shit, like I need to get some more players together." And so I just put a tweet out, and I was like, "Anyone want to come and play rugby in Northampton? You know, we'll have a laugh. You know, I'll buy you a couple of beers." And then a guy called Zach, who I didn't know at the time, he just followed me on Twitter. He just replied and was like, I'll come down." I was like, "Okay, yep, yeah, sounds. I need to get as many players as possible." And then he was like, "Oh, I've got two mates who'll come." So they drive down from Gloucester, which is about 2.5 hours away. They drive down on Saturday morning. And then we played in the tournament Saturday afternoon, and we actually ended up winning it. And we just managed to draw all these different players from all different areas of the country. And then by the end of the day, we'd all had, you know, we won the tournament, played some good rugby, had a few beers, and it just felt like we'd known each other for like our whole lives. You know what rugby people are like, all very, very similar in one way or another. So it was just like, you know, we could just do this as a concept. And then, you know, we set a group chat up on WhatsApp. We all kept in touch, and we were like, you know, we should keep this going. Like, you know, none of us had sort of mates like that at the time. So we were like, yeah, we'll roll it. And then we just started the Dodgers, started a Instagram account. And then we were like, "Oh, well, what, you know, what are we doing it for? Like, what benefit was us all coming together on that one day?" And sort of like, sort of mutual agreement was like mental health.
Yeah.
You know, sort of, that was like the first sort of formation of the support network. And then, yeah, it's just sort of rolled. Originally, we were called the Salad Dodgers. But it's hard to get sponsorship with a name like that and a rip-off Burger King logo. So, and then, you know, we just had a little rebrand, and it's sort of grown ever since, really.
So the idea of the cause being mental health came from the fact that, you know, it was so beneficial for you guys, just playing in that one tournament, having that instant friendship camaraderie, is that what spurned the whole idea of mental health being the focal point of the club?
Yeah, and I think it was that sort of, you know, we didn't know each other at the time, so it's you know, it's a one-off fact. It's easy to be honest with people you don't know specifically.
Yeah.
So like I say, it just really, really worked out. And yeah, I mean, I think we started advertising for players, and within 2 months we had like 30 players, and I think, well, we had to stop, worked our, I think there's 55 in the men's WhatsApp group and 45 in the women's.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're probably bordering just over 100 players in total.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So one of my questions is like, are there people that are joining now specifically because that mental health is the focus? Like, are they coming to you and saying, listen, because for me personally, I didn't realize how important rugby was to my mental health until it was taken away from me. It was such a big part of my life. And then I had the last concussion I had was enough to force me out of playing competitively totally. I stuck with the team. I coached for a bit. That kept me in a good mindset. But then, you know, once you don't have it, you realize how important it is. Are there guys like yourself who are out for a few years saying, you know what, I need this. Like, this is going to be big for me. If I just am part of this, the sevens team, it could really be a benefit in my life.
Yeah. Cause I think the camaraderie and the culture mm-hmm. is such a big part of the sport. You know, we have players members that don't play and have no intention of playing, but when they come along to tournaments, you know, wear our logo, support us, you know, and have a few beers and just be part of it, really. You know, just support it in that way. You know, we've really kept it rolling since this coronavirus lockdown. You know, it's sort of skyrocketed during that. You know, we've got our own, we've launched two podcasts between the men's and the women's teams. We do Friday night Zoom beers.
That's so awesome.
I mean, you know, they can go on till 5-6 in the morning. Yeah, that's always a laugh. But, you know, we just try to keep everyone together and, you know, and the community there, to be fair.
Now, you mentioned it's kind of grown a lot during this whole lockdown and the pandemic. I was going to ask if that's presented some challenges. So have you guys been able to get out and play at all during that time?
So we haven't played this year this past seven season. We managed to get a few events, like a couple training days. And that got combined with a documentary we're currently filming on the team. But like I say, it's been, you know, we sort of come out of lockdown and we come out for 2 or 3 weeks and we put all these plans together. And then 2 weeks before we're due to do it, it's, you know, all back in your houses, people. So,
yeah,
it's been like, you know, like I say, the rugby side of things have been tough, but it's really been, it's really given us opportunity to sort of grow it elsewhere.
Yeah, the mental health side of it has really been the focus, I'm sure, with those Zoom beers and things like that. That's going to be, that's what it's all about.
No, most definitely.
So can you tell me a little bit about the podcast? What has that been like? I assume that's something that was born out of the pandemic as well. How it seems to be growing pretty fast. How's that going?
Yeah, I mean, the podcast was a bit of a surreal idea. I mean, I don't know if you guys have this thing in the States, it's called furlough.
We don't.
Basically, yeah, I mean, we're very lucky to have it over in the UK. It's basically this thing where a company like reserves the right to keep you employed, but they say, we don't need you at this time, so go home. And then the government say, we will pay that employee 80% of that employee's salary. So, you know, I spent 4 months at home getting paid to do absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had numerous players doing exactly the same. And, you know, and then it just became all about the Zoom beers. You know, it went from a Friday night to a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So that was sort of, you know, getting pretty, pretty busy. But then we just thought, you know, if we're sitting at home, all these pro rugby players are going to just be sitting at home. So we just started messaging a few. And, you know, I don't really know where we thought it was going to go or who we're going to get on. But, I mean, you know, we're on season two. The first season was like 30-odd episodes. We had like Sean Fitzpatrick, who's like...
Yeah, I looked at the names of the people you've had on. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's we had like, yeah, Sean Fitzpatrick, Alex Payne, I mean, who is arguably the biggest rugby podcast host ever. So a bit nervous on that one. but, you know, he's, you know, and again, it all comes down to like rugby people. They're all just, you know, normal people. You know, we just drop them a message, explain what we're about. And, you know, we've not actually had anyone say no, really.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's surreal. But
what are some of the stories they're telling when they come on the podcast? Are they talking about, have you had any former players come on and talk about their mental health struggles post career?
Yeah, we've got a ex-player, Will Hurrell, big crash ball center. He's actually comes on the podcast every now and then as a bit of a panelist. Mm-hmm. He retired from the game very recently. He had a serious injury on the pitch. It all sort of happened very quickly for him. And you know, you sit there listening to his story, and it was, you know, it's really surreal how you can think someone who's playing a game we play for free and he's getting paid for it, how they could ever feel in such a way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Just talking to my own friends who have played professionally, you know, it seems like when your career ends, if you don't have the proper support structure, you could go one of two ways. You could go downhill, or you can continue to grow as a person and view that as you could keep rugby as part of your life in a different way. But it's hard. It's definitely hard to do that. So I think what you're doing is super important. I wanted to ask if you have any, you know, expansion plans as far as bringing this to other parts of the world. Have people reached out to you from other countries, you know, wanting to get something similar going?
Yeah, so we were due to launch a franchise or whatever. Mm-hmm. seems a bit extreme calling it a franchise, but in Spain, we've got Tommy over there who we, again, rugby people just seem to find rugby people all over the world. Me and Neil, who helps me run the Dodgers, we were on holiday for a few days, and we bumped into Tommy, and next thing you know, we went to training with his team on Tuesday night, had a few beers, and, you know, he's doing his bit over there for the Dodgers, but obviously, with COVID, we can't get over there at the moment, so that's all on hold. I don't know, I've been thinking about the US. I've done a bit of coaching in Chicago mm-hmm. over the last couple of years, come over a few times and down in Nashville. But, you know, it's just one step at a time at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is as far as the playing side of things, are you guys entering into, I mean, over here, there's the competitive, and then there's some more social levels of sevens tournaments. Are you putting teams in on all different levels?
Yeah, so we have like a men's elite and a men's social.
Okay.
And then the women's team at the moment is just an elite team because, you know, we've got some fantastic players. We're really lucky in the women's section. But like I say, like the men's team, you know, we mix it up. We don't, you know, we like to take it seriously, and sometimes just, you know, go and have a laugh and you know, spend the weekend together because you know, that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Is there are there plans to you know, get teams over to Dubai and Vegas and you know, all over to those tournaments at some point?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, Dubai is next on the hit list. But you know, we're eyeing it up sooner rather than later. But I mean, for completely honest, I already can't see us playing much anytime soon. So you know, we're just working on our community projects at the moment.
It's a great opportunity to step back and work on that side of things. And how about, have people been reaching out to you for sponsorships? I imagine with such a good cause, have people been reaching out, like wanting to help, wanting to get on board with this, wanting to help you guys in any way?
Yeah, so we've got some like really amazing sponsors that have like supported this sort of crazy idea from sort of day one. You know, so, you know, we wouldn't be able to do anything without them. We've also got a really great range of community partners. We've got Blokes, Brave Minds, Loose Heads is a big mm-hmm. partner for us. And then our sort of main partner, GT Wellness Coaching, which is sort of an organization based around mental health and like within the sports industry. She's also one of our ladies players. So she's sort of at the forefront of developing our mental health content, making sure it's all accurate and it's going to benefit people, as I thought she is the professional Grace.
Yeah, that's nice. So I'm sure you've gotten a lot of people on board that are just willing to. That's the beauty of the rugby community. You don't really even have to ask for much. People just come to you. I saw you. I found you guys on the internet. I was like, oh man, I gotta reach out. I gotta talk. This is right up my alley. The one area where, you know, since I've been out of the sport, where I've thought, you know, I could probably dip my toes back in is a, you know, social seven side. You know, my wife would, I think, okay that. We'll see. It's been a bunch of years removed from the head injury. I did eventually get cleared to play, but by that time I was like, you know what, it's not worth it. I got a lot going on. I have a baby due any minute now. Nice. So things are in flux, but I know at some point I'm going to get back in, and sevens is the way to do it.
I'm sure we can find a job for you if you're looking for
it. I got a few Aussie friends who have moved over here to the East Coast, and I know they'd love to be involved in such a thing. So, everyone who listens, I'm sure there's going to be people who want to help and get involved. Where can people find you? Where can they find the podcast? Where can they reach you?
So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Dodger Rugby or Dodger Rugby Ladies or Dodger Rugby ESP if you're Spanish. Podcast, it's on all major platforms, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. So podcast is in at the side, and then our grassroots podcast, the Pinnacle Mindset Show, also on all those major platforms as well.
Awesome. Dom, thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate it. I'm definitely going to be staying in touch. Hopefully we can collaborate on some things. I'd like to get back on the pitch at some point, maybe definitely. under a Dodger Rugby logo, which would be of great. Course. And I will have some people reach out. I know I'm going to reach out to some of my friends here and see if we can maybe get some things going, maybe get on those Zoom calls a little early morning my time, have a couple beers, you know, some morning beers. We'll see if we can get that going. But I'll put all that information in the description and we'll try to get people pointed your way and, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me, man.